June 26, don't be a religious dwarf, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. A genuine Christian experience unfolds day by day, bringing to its possessor new strength and earnestness, and leads to constant growth in spiritual life. But the Christian world abounds with professors of religion who are merely religious dwarfs. Many seem to have graduated as soon as they learn the rudiments of the Christian faith. They do not grow in grace or in the knowledge of the truth. They do nothing, either with their means or their influence, to build up the cause of God. They are drones in the hive. This class will not long stand where they are. They will be converted in advance, or they will retrograde. To meet the claims of God, you will have to make personal effort, and in this work you will need the resources of an ever-growing Christian experience. Your faith must be strong, your consecration complete, your love pure and sincere, your zeal ardent, tireless, your courage unshaken, your patience unwearied, your hopes bright. Upon everyone, old or young, rests a responsibility in this matter. The perils of the last days will test the genuineness of our faith. The mighty surges of temptation will beat upon all, and unless they are riveted to the eternal rock, they will be borne away. Do not think that you can safely drift with the current. If you do, you will surely become the helpless prey of Satan's devices. By diligent searching of the Scriptures and earnest prayer for divine help, prepare the soul to resist temptation. The Lord will hear the sincere prayer of the contrite soul and will lift up a standard for you against the enemy. But you will be tried. Your faith, your love, your patience, your constancy will be tested. Our duty, our safety, our happiness and usefulness, and our salvation call upon us each to use the greatest diligence to secure the grace of Christ, to be so closely connected with God that we may discern spiritual things and not be ignorant of Satan's devices. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.